This is Apollo Control at 22 hours, 42 minutes into the flight of Apollo 15. The spacecraft now 96,960 nautical miles from Earth, and the velocity 5,518 feet per second. In mission control, we're in the process now of beginning a shift handover. That will occur in about 45 minutes. Flight Director Jerry Griffin will be replacing Flight Director Glenn Lunny. And the capsule communicator, spacecraft communicator on the upcoming shift, will be astronaut Joe Allen, replacing astronaut Vance Brand. During the astronaut sleep period, which is scheduled to end in about 2 hours, the spacecraft systems have been performing normally. Everything appears stable. And the astronauts, based on the biomedical data that we're getting here on the ground, would appear to have been sleeping well. The flight surgeon reported a few minutes ago that there did appear to be some signs of activity, indicating perhaps the crew is beginning to awaken and move about. We will not have a change of shift press briefing following this shift. There has been no significant change in the status of things during the evening. Principal activity has been to review the status of the service propulsion system thrust light, to review schematic diagrams and determine what possibilities exist, where the possibilities for a short circuit might exist, and also to work on procedures for a burn of the service propulsion system engine, which would probably occur at the mid-course correction 2 opportunity at 30 hours 56 minutes. At 22 hours 44 minutes, this is Apollo Control, Houston.